Host Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1-0 in Medford.
My love.
Hello. 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 Oh, you could hear me that whole time. That was really embarrassing. Okay. Well, I'm back and I'm going to switch it up. There's going to be a stark change from the music you were just listening to. And in light of final season, I'm going to play some very calming, some of my favorite piano songs. And just like study music, in case you're studying this morning and want a little bit of like lovely classical music to support you in your journey. So yeah, that's what I'm gonna do, and it'll just be an hour of grinding together, doing some with some classical music behind you. Yeah, here we go.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, shut down? Would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles in open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message from ready.gov at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. That was Ryo Fukui, I Want to Talk About You. This is Everything I Listened to Yesterday, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. I hope you have a wonderful Thursday.
That you have the Let them know you realize that life goes fast. It's hard to make the good things last. You realize the sun doesn't go down. It's just an illusion caused by the world spinning round. You realize the sun doesn't go down. It's just an illusion caused by the world spinning round.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active. Another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes. Another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger. Two if you're very overweight. And three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and